So we mentioned that we're speaking in the as a continuation from Tattvan Darshan, December 09. And in day 4, we're speaking about pleasing the Lord by tapasya, austerity. Not that that means fasting, or eating one chickpea a day for 4 months, but it means regularly doing our service, or in some cases, like Brahma, he did severe penances, devotional penances of fasting and meditation to discover his source and to become empowered to serve and please the Lord and execute his duty to the Lord, his service to the Lord. The Lord was pleased and gave his darshan and prachetas. They dedicated 10% of their life, which was 10,000 years out of their 100,000 lifespan. They dedicated and absorbed themselves for 10,000 years, which was 10% of their entire lifespan. And they were fully dedicated to meditating and praying to the Lord. And after only 10,000 years, which is 10 years of our time, if we live to be 100, they got the Sakshat Darshan of Lord Vishnu and all their desires fulfilled. So it's about pleasing the Lord. And pleasing Krishna is simple. It's simple to please Krishna. We should take shelter of Krishna and try to please him. Krishna, what is he? He's made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. There's nothing material and nothing. There's nothing material that can please Krishna. Because he's nothing material about him. So whatever we offer him or whatever we present to him must be spiritual. So then Krishna describes, what is that simple devotional offering which will please him? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhakti prayachati tadham bhakti paritam ashami prayatatmanah. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept. Krishna is the Ishvara Parama Krishna. He's the Lord, Master, Controller of unlimited universes. What does he need? One leaf or a piece of fruit from us. But he's truly eager to accept these things in proportion to the devotion with which they are offered. Devotion is the transforming element. It transforms material things like leaves and fruits and flowers and water and makes them spiritual. Love transcends. Love transforms. And then they become acceptable to Krishna. We don't have to do anything else in our puja, in our archana, in our worship. Just worship Krishna with love and humbly depend on his mercy. Prabhupada described this process of the process of pleasing Krishna as his beloved devotee or as an aspiring bhakta. It's all about heart movements, feelings, sincerity of purpose, humility, pridelessness. These are the backings and the supporting elements of the offering of devotion to the Lord. He said one lecture in Hyderabad in 1975, April 12th. Prabhupada said, my devotees, you have to submit yourself, surrender. You should feel, Krishna, I'm worthless. I'm wretched. I have no value. What is my value? What good am I to you? I have no value. I'm worthless. Nothing, no good qualities, no good anything about me. I'm no good. But somehow, my Guru Maharaj has given me this chance to serve you, Krishna, to offer you something, my Lord. Although I'm worthless, I know, I feel that. I have no capacity or any ability to really serve you. But somehow, on the order of my Guru Maharaj, I am trying to serve you. Please do not take any offense. Please accept whatever little bit I can do. That's all I ask. That's my only request. So Prabhupada said, this short prayer, backed by genuine feelings of sincerity and humility and surrender and dedication, that this prayer is sufficient. Yo me bhaktya prayachati. Krishna doesn't say, one who offers me with Sanskrit mantra, idam pushpam kling krishnaya namah idam. He doesn't say all that. He says with love and devotion, not mantra. Although there are all kinds of archana and puja mantras in the archana padati. But maybe we don't know Sanskrit, or maybe we don't have Brahman diksha. So then what? We don't eat? We don't eat any fruit? We can't offer? Because we don't know Sanskrit? We don't have Brahman diksha? No. Prabhupada, Krishna is not saying that. He's saying, yo me bhaktya prayachati. The real thing is bhakti, feelings. How can I serve Krishna? How can I please him? That's what we should want. It's not the process of bhakti or spiritual perfection. It's not to become a big scholar speaking Sanskrit or English or quoting so many shlokas and stories and analogies and become some famous orator, big philosopher, big pracharak. I should always feel I'm worthless. Somehow or other, have the causeless mercy of my Guru Maharaj having given a chance to serve the Lord by His grace. Oh my Lord, kindly accept whatever little service I can offer you. I am so offensive. So kindly, please excuse me. In this way, we should be humble and meek and offer our feelings. And then, Krishna will be satisfied.